have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I hope you had an amazing weekend. It went by fast, huh? What the? We have every way that you can, you can get involved with the show by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. We'll get to the new biblical question in a minute. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, because you got to take care of your business. We're on around the world, so different time zone for different people. Some people just can't sit and watch it. The show, you can podcast, but you can also listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always build me up. Rainy days and Mondays. But it's also Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I do believe. Amazing. So, I have a brand new biblical question for this week. But first, I want to deal with last week's biblical question. And we dealt with it yesterday in the fellowship, and it was amazing fellowship yesterday. It made you want to holler, throw up both your hands. But, so last week, biblical questions, and you can check out yesterday's fellowship at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuilding the man. YouTube.com/Terry. You can podcast if you were not watching it yesterday or you weren't there. But it was amazing. I love the fellowships. I learned so much. Really. I learned so much from them. And I always have for the last 35 years. So last week, biblical question. Christ said, greater works than I do shall you do. What did he mean by that? Greater works shall I do. Greater works than I do shall you do. What did he mean by that? And as I mentioned yesterday in the fellowship, when people read
one of the MAGA movement's most
when people read about Christ and what he did and what he said, most of the time they always think physical. When he said, greater work should I do, immediately people think physical work. And then they run out on the streets or they go to some church and think they can heal somebody and all that kind of stuff. Physically. But Christ, yes, sometimes he spoke about physical things. But Christ was speaking spiritually. Spiritually. But your mind, along with your God, the devil, small g, tell you it was physical. And so it tells you, oh, he meant this. Or some blind preacher tell you it meant that. And that's what you think. And you never ponder because most people are not seeking to find their true self. They don't know that it's spiritual. And so Christ was saying the same state that I am in, you could be in it too. You could have it. You could be in the same state that I'm in. And it's so true. But most people don't think. They don't, their minds have been deceived, and they always think physically. And, but he meant you could be in the same state that he's in. The same state of mind, the same state of being and everything. You can have it too. And you truly can. It's amazing that you really can. But you got to let go of the false state that you're in. You have identified with the wrong state, the spirit of darkness. Darkness has made a home in all human beings. And darkness pretend to be God. It pretend to be the light. And darkness is always trying to keep you away from the light. From here and now, right now. That's where the light is. And it doesn't want you to be that way, to be there. It wants you in the past or false sense of future. It pretend to be God. The only thing that you need to prepare for is your physical life. You know, you want to buy a house, so you go and put some money down, now you got a payment. You want food on your table, so you buy extra food and put it in the house. You want a car, so you go looking for a car. Or you want to take a vacation, so you plan to take a vacation in September. But that's a physical life. But your spiritual life, no planning. Your psychological, emotional life is what you need to overcome. You are possessed by the spirit of darkness and don't know it. Dark demons have made a home in you and they pretend to be God by always making you think of the past or the future. For an example about the future. There was a young man at our fellowship yesterday, and I've heard these same questions asked over and over and over again. I used to think the same thing, too, so I totally understand it. He asked about having a wife, getting a wife, and having a home and having children. And he thought that that would bring happiness, that that's what you're supposed to do as a man. And I said to him, no, you've been taught wrong by your parents, your teachers, and all. They said, go to college, get a job, buy a house, get married, and you'll be happy. And no one is happily married because they get those things. And once they get it, they realize that nothing changed. They're still the same miserable person. And now they got another miserable person with them, and they fight. But Satan also tell you that, too. Satan tell you, well, what is wrong? You need to be married. He said to men and women, what is wrong? You'll feel better if you had married, had children. You need a family. Future. He create a false future for you. And you go for it, and then you're miserable. Nothing changed. Now you're stuck with a wife that you hate, or ladies with a husband that you hate, and then children that you can't stand. Nothing changed. The light said, you know, don't think about the future. Don't think about the past or future. Stay here and right now with the light, and the light will take care of you. The light will give you peace. The light will give you love. The light will give you everything you need, and you will want for nothing. But you won't stay with the light. You keep going into a future or past. You're possessed, and you don't know it. You really think it's you thinking those things. And it's not you. You're possessed with darkness. And the darkness trembles at the idea. Like you're hearing this right now. The darkness is trembling because it doesn't want you to even hear the truth. For the possibility, or you might start to overcome the truth. Give it a chance. Let it take over. And they have to go and make a home in somewhere else. So the more truth you hear, real truth, not gossipy truth, not about somebody else and all that mess, the real truth, the truth that makes you free, it trembles. Your body and your mind is possessed with dark spirits. Whether you know it or not, like it or not, believe it or not, you're possessed. All are possessed until they start and overcome. You can't overcome it. And it's not the real you that's possessed with dark spirits. The real you is not possessed. Your body is, but not the real you. The real you is not possessed. And once you start to overcome the darkness, you start to see it was just something that made a home in your house. Because you open the door, let it in. You start to see that, wow, that wasn't me after all. It was in my body, my mind, my body, but it wasn't me. And likewise, you will overcome the dark spirits, the darkness, and the light will take over. And the light will possess you. And it won't be you. You will take no credit for it. It won't be you at all. You'll be possessed by the light, by good. But you got to overcome the darkness. And you can. You absolutely can by admitting that evil has made a home in you and then stop reacting to it. Stop reacting to it in your mind, in your emotions, those emotions. And start reacting to it when evil comes to you from other people. let them say, as I was telling a young man yesterday, let them say whatever they want to say. They're not talking about you. They may think that they're talking about you, but they're not. And the demon in them is attacking the demon in you, and you think you are being attacked. And they think that they're attacking you, and they get a thrill, but you'll be fine. You're possessed by darkness, all human beings. And that's why we all must be born of the Spirit of the Father. You can be free. You can be in the same state that Christ was in and is in as he walked this earth. You really, really can. But you got to stop identifying and calling darkness the light. And the darkness pretend to be the light. It tell you, oh, the future will be good. Don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. It's amazing. It tell you that if you had this, you'll be fine. If you have these kind of friends, you'll be fine. If you live in this neighborhood or that neighborhood, you'll be fine. And you live there and you're miserable. Nothing changed. So for those men and women who want to be free, you must stop identifying with the darkness in your mind and body, with dark spirits, if you want to be free. And you identify with it, some ideas of how you're doing it. When you're shy, when you're afraid, when you're lonely, when you're sad, when you're happy, when you're angry, resentful, insecure, you identify with dark spirit that's in you, and you think that is you. And you keep it alive by going with it and identifying with it. And then, I want to say the worst thing you can do, but there may be some more worse things that may come to mind. But one of the worst things that you can do is judge yourself or feel guilty or feel sad for yourself and other people. It is the worst thing you can do. All you're doing is building another identity. You are agreeing with evil when you feel sad or condemn yourself or others. You're identified with evil. It makes you judge yourself or what you think is yourself. Oh, you stole that cookie from the cookie jar. Now you are guilty. Oh, you won't bring your mama to live with you. She's sick. She's old. Or her man left her. She need a place to live. And you won't let your mama come live with you. And now it condemns you, to make you feel what you call guilty. There's no you to feel guilty or sad for yourself or anyone. It's all an illusion. But you don't see what's talking to you. You're not paying attention to the dark voices. And you call them you. And you run and you hide and you're afraid. From this day forward, do what you want. Stop condemning your false self. Stop feeling guilty with a false self. It's not you, I promise you. It's so crazy. It's not you. And your parents and everybody, they taught you what they've been taught, and their lives are not working either. You need to unlearn all of this stuff that you've learned. And let the light, and it will, guide you. And you won't be able to take any credit for your life. You will know that you have overcome the darkness, and now you are being guided by the light. Your preachers don't know this. Your teachers don't know it. Your pope don't know this. Your Jewish rabbi don't know this. But you can know it if you get to know what's going on inside of you. Know thyself. Pay attention. And you can have the same state of being that Christ had and has. Really, you can. But you got to let the ego go through what it's got to go through and don't protect it. And it's going to scream, oh, they're talking about you. Oh, they're looking at you. They'll say me. They're looking at me. They're looking at me. They're talking about me. And they lie. It's pretending to be you. It's pretending to be God. And it even borrowed your voice to sound like you. It even interpreted the Bible. And you think that voice is coming from God. What a mess. But you can be free. You really can. But let whatever happen to the ego, let it happen. The hell with what people say think about you. Or a reputation. There's no such thing as a reputation. Or a hero. Or in it, it's all an illusion. It's all an illusion. And you can't even blame the hero that you put on a pedestal for you seeing it as a hero. He or her or she as a hero. You the one made them a hero. And then you blame them. When they don't do what you thought or live or act the way you think they should be living, you blame them. That was your mind that made a person your hero. What the? Stop blaming anyone about anything concerning you. And all human beings are possessed with evil. All. And they do the same thing all around the world. Some of the guys that were speaking yesterday in the meeting, those things happen to everybody. All evil people are the same. Nosy, gossipy, judgmental, lonely, depressed, suicidal, worried, angry, and resentful, and so on and so on. Just imagine. Just imagine that you go with the spirit of anger or resentment, both the same, or anxiety. You got to be out of your mind to identify with that and go with that and believe that it's real. You got to be crazy. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. So you can be in the same state that Christ is in and was in on the earth. The same. Brand new biblical question. And it's a juicy too. It's like a wow. Why is your life one train wreck after another? Why is your life one train wreck after another? Why? Have you ever asked yourself, why am I like one train wreck after another? I like that. I'm looking at the video of this. One train wreck after another. And everyone's life is like that. And it doesn't have to be. Why is it that way? Get busy working on you and give the world a finger. Leave them in their misery, your friends, your family, your wife, your husband, your adult children. One young man wanted to know why does God allow children to be killed in car accidents and things like that? Why? God has nothing to do with that. It's the folk that are driving that does that. The parent, whomever the kids in the car with, or whomever hit the car and create an accident and kill. God has nothing to do with that. What the? God is love, and in him there is no misery, zero misery, all peace. All peace. So men and women around the world, you can have eternal life if you want it. But eternal life is always right here, right now, all the time. It's not in the past or the future. That's an illusion. And Christ said, take no thought. Think about that. Take no thought about the past or the future. He knew that you would be possessed and of dark spirits, of evil, of demons. And those demons would try to make you think about the past or the future. They would make you take thoughts about the past or the future because they want to keep you in time where they are rather than in the present, and allow you to be in the present here and now where there is no time. There's only eternal life. There's only always a forever right now. But it's going to take some work. It's going to take some work. You just can't go around lolly-dolly and not pay attention to what's going on inside of you. And you hear me say, pay attention to it. Do nothing else about it. Just be aware of it. And don't call it you. Amazing. So that's the new biblical question and a little outline about last week's biblical question. So it's Female Monday. Did you hear that, according to NBC, that female Marjorie Greene, so-called Representative Marjorie Greene, a Republican from Georgia, she got, according to the report, she was ticked because she was nosing. She wanted to see the Epstein file. And so according to the report, she got mad at the Great White Hope. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king, and they hold king rallies. Some people call him daddy. I call him the Great White Hope. Well, Marjorie Greene is typical. She loves you until you don't do what she wants you to do, and then she turn on you. And so she ticked that the Great White Hope that she can't control him. She can't control him. So she crossed enemy line. She crossed over with the enemy to attack the Great White Hope. She went on CNN. Isn't that amazing? The very female that used to campaign for the Great White Hope, who called him wonderful, encouraged people to vote. She disagreed with him one thing, maybe more, but one thing for sure, as she turned. Has that ever happened in your life? Someone agreed with you, or friends with you, or married to you until they disagree, and then they turn. Human beings have no love. There's nothing good in human nature. When I come back, I want to play this soundbite of this traitor, Marjorie Greene. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, A Little Small Pocket Guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Welcome back. 888-775-3773. This Thursday is Thanksgiving, I believe. Is it this Thursday? Yeah.
What was your question? I'm sure
Thanksgiving.
Something. Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
This Thursday is Thanksgiving. Good. And we have a sale on everything, on mugs and t-shirts and coffee and everything. 15% off until the 27th, which is Thanksgiving Day. So hurry, walk, run, don't walk, and check out our sales. Amazing things there, books and my books and everything, amazing books, all right? So 15% off on everything. Oh, Jesse, what the? Coffee, mugs, t-shirts, When She Lies, When She Cries, She Lies, books, and everything. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/stores. Rebuildingdemand.com/stores. Or Jesse Lee or jesseleepeterson.shop. The sale is on until Thursday, the 27th of November. What a time. Amazing, huh? And check out this brand new episode of Punchy TV. Punchy.tv. It was good. You can podcast it. You're gonna love it. It's amazing. So we got the sale going on until the 27th, which is Thanksgiving Day, starting right now, the 15% off. And Punchy TV. And don't forget your cameos. Shout out. Personal shout outs. Personal shout outs. Birthdays, happy Thanksgiving, weddings, congratulations, Merry Christmas, and a happy new year. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure been good to me. Merry Christmas. Shout outs. Go to Cameo. And believe me, everybody, they mama want one if you're black. Their mama if you're white. So I try to get it back to you as soon as possible. So the sooner you get them in, the sooner we can get it back to you. Amazing, huh? Go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores or jesseleepeterson.shop. A lot of stuff going on there. And like this video. Hit like. Uh-huh. I knew you saw it. I will forget. But my producer won't let me. He black. Hit like. So let me just play this. Marjorie Greene turning on the Great White Hope. So was she truly a Republican? Or was it all fake the whole time? Did she ever really love Trump, even when she was promoting him? Or was it all fake for personal gain? You watch this from, she says she's leaving. I say goodbye, have fun, nice knowing you, goodbye. Watch this from NBC News.
One of the MAGA movement's most vocal defenders, now on her way out.
I'll be resigning from office, with my last day being January 5th, 2026.
And today, Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene writing online that she is not running for president in 2028, adding she never said I wanted to.
I just disagreed with her philosophy.
The president telling NBC News in an exclusive interview it's not going to be easy for her to bring back her political career. Trump claiming credit for his former friend turned foe's decision.
Once I left her, she resigned because she would never have survived a primary. But I think she's a nice person.
That's right. The Great White Hope. The Great White Hope love you in spite of. Goodbye, Marjorie. I wish you well. Don't be angry at her, though. She doesn't know what she's doing. She cannot see. All human beings are possessed with evil, with darkness. You don't know what's so weird about it. You don't know that you're possessed. You really think the things you think and do are you. Even though, and then you judge yourself, false self and falsely. It makes you judge yourself. It tells you how bad you are. Either it's telling you in your mind or somebody else is telling you that. Some other demons coming out of other people. And you run and you cry. You don't stand up like the Great White Hope, but whatever, okay, wish her well. I helped her. Now she gone. She nice. She nice. Amazing. I want to show you quickly one other demon or demons, evil person. This person is so evil. It just makes you want to shake. This is why I say my country is not coming back, because they have these demons in control of the country. And the demons come through the woman. The gates of hell come through. Is in the woman, and the demons come through her. And the demons vote for the demons, even when they know that they're demons. Jasmine Cricket. Oh, Lord. This is from the Hill. Representative Jasmine Cricket, a Democrat. She black. said Sunday she was surprised by Margaret Green announcing her resignation over the weekend. According to the report, she said, honestly, I was like, you gotta be kidding. Why is this from CNN?
Shocking announcement from Congresswoman Green. What went through your mind when you first heard she was going to resign on January 5th?
You know what? Honestly, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. You're on the other side of the president for 1 week and you can't take the heat. Imagine what it is to sit in my shoes, to not only be on the opposite side of him, but to have people like her who are constantly fanning the flames of hate. And imagine what those threats look like when you literally are someone like me. But at the end of the day, I know that I serve the people of Texas 30. And so my job isn't to be there and necessarily do whatever is going to make the president not be on my back, but instead is to focus on making sure that I can push forward with policies that are positive for Texas 30.
When I see that heifer, it's amazing that the blacks elected that to represent them. It's like, it's hard to believe, but I understand. They could not see. They didn't know the devil in them encouraged them to elect the devil in her. This female represents black people. Think about that. They couldn't find not one good man to run. I remember God sent someone down there and said, go, if you can find me one 10 good people, I won't destroy the earth. 10. They said, 10 people out of the whole world, find me 10, and I won't destroy the earth. And they went and they looked up and down the earth. And they went back up to the house, the big house with the pearly gates. And they said, well, sorry, I can't find 10. How about if we find 5? And God, being all merciful, as my producer would put it, merciful, he said, all right, go find me 5 good people, and I won't destroy the earth. And once again, they went to the hood looking. They went to the suburbs looking. They went everywhere. And they couldn't find 5 good people. 5 out of the whole earth. And then God, they went back, Lord God, I'm so sorry. Lord have mercy. I can't even find 5. And then they made one more request of God. God, okay, give us one more chance. If we find 2, will you save the, not destroy the earth? And God like, Lord have mercy. Yes. Find me 2. And they're like, yeah, I know we can find 2 out of the whole earth. I know we can find 2. And they went again and looked. They looked in the suburbs. They looked in the hoods. They looked at DEI people. They looked at rich white people with privilege. They looked at the politicians. They even looked at the preachers. They couldn't even find 2. And they were like, what the? What the? And finally, so my producer's telling me they went from 50, trying to find 50, trying to find 45, 40, 30, 20, and finally 10. And they went back and said, you know what? What the? We can't even find 2. What a mess! And God smiled because he knew they weren't going to find 2. He already knew it. After all, he is God, and the truth knows all things. And then they said, okay, 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 one more time. Let us go back and find one. And they were like, oh, they have some Kool-Aid. So Christ said, God said, okay, come on, have some lunch. He gave them some Kool-Aid and potato chips or whatever. And after lunch, they said, okay, we'll go back and we'll find one at least. And they went. They went back to the hood. They went back to the ghettos. They went back to the DEI people. They went to the privileged people. They went to the suburbs. They went to the beautiful neighborhoods. And they fought one, but it was a man. They could not find one good woman. They found one good man and zero good woman. And they were so happy. They were like, what the? And so they went back and they reported. Well, we can find one good woman, but we did find one good man. And God said, what the? That ain't enough. I'm destroying the earth and rebuilding. But this time, the new home is going to be located in a new location. And he did. And he built a new home. And that new location is inside of you, men and women. Jasmine Cricket is mind-blowing that they voted for her. While I was still searching, but not finding, I found one upright man among 1,000, but not one upright woman among them all. That's in the Word. That's from Ecclesiastes 7:28. Not one upright woman among them all. And I believe it was Lot's nephew that was the only righteous man. And you want us to follow women. May God have mercy on your soul. So whomever voted for Jasmine Cricket, you voted for your own destruction. You voted the demon in, and you deserve what you get. You keep, in your own mind, you keep the demon alive, and outside of you, inside of others, you keep them alive. You get what you deserve. You can't blame God for it. Because he said, there's a new location. It's done, it's completed, and it's inside of you. I sat before you, life and death. Choose life. Cricket then said she was considered running for U.S. Senate after getting back poll data. Watch this from CNN.
I am still thinking about running. We did get our polling back, so we are moving on to the next phase to determine whether or not this is would make sense in the moment, and if the infrastructure can be built out in the way that I see it being necessary to actually be able to win, as well as we are continuing to look at the polling on the other side. Listen, they are in a civil war right now on the Republican side as it relates to who will become their nominee. The only reason that I'm continuing to consider whether or not I do this is because my polling says I can win. That is the bottom line. The thing is, we obviously would prefer to have Paxton.
First of all, I don't believe her about the polling. Secondly, Derek, we need to go over to that district. I think she called it 33. I may be wrong about the number. And we need to find out what's wrong with the people. They vote that in to represent them. We need to walk the street in that district and just ask, what's wrong with you? What made you vote for her? For her. Don't say her. Her. What's wrong with you? District 30. What's wrong with you in Texas? Texas is supposed to be like a tough state. That's changing. What a mess. So my producer and I are going to have to fly over there and walk the street, District 30, and find out what's on your mind. Why would you vote evil in to represent you? This woman is ghetto. She has a ghetto, nasty personality. And you still vote her in to represent you. She has no class, zero. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw her at the airport fighting or on a cruise fighting. I wouldn't be surprised. 888-7753-773. What a mess! My country is not coming back. Goodbye, America. The president met with Mondami, so-called mayor of New York. We have that coming for you in the next hour. The president can deal with anybody. I love that. And you can do the same thing. The same state that Donald Trump is in, you could be in too. Really? And these people don't know what to do with him. They try to assassinate him a couple of times. They lie on him. They make up rumors about him. They call him all kinds of names. He don't care. He doesn't even think about it. He just lives. And you could do it, too. As I told those young men yesterday at the fellowship, why do you even think about what others think about you? That's so dumb. Why do you even think about it? People who try to hurt you are evil people. They don't love you. Why are you concerned about what evil people think about you? That's what they want you to do, and then they get a thrill, and then they cry. I'm laughing at Hake.
Don't point it out.
Okay. Thank you for telling me. I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. The hate news is coming now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. You don't have to be you anymore. I promise you this. I'm not just saying it because somebody said it. I'm telling you it because I know you don't have to be you any longer. Your phone calls when I come back. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Thank you.
some serious mess going on in this old here world. It's so crazy. And, but it's Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays, and everybody loves the females. And this is the end of hour one already of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. It is November 24th, AD 2025. Coming up on the 7 a.m. hour here in Los Angeles. JLP will be right back. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports an unusual trend in the economy is rattling the people who are supposedly in charge of wrangling the inflation and keeping the labor market intact. Maybe we could wrangle inflation by cutting the doging the government. That would be nice. And it's creating a challenge for Fed policy decisions to avoid a recession. Dun, dun, dun. Crazy, huh? And Trump's health care proposal, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, is planning to unveil a new proposal for addressing so-called health care costs as soon as today. His administration is trying to avert a spike in premiums driven by Obamacare, more like Obama doesn't care, the expiration of key so-called Affordable Care Act subsidies. Subsidies are not affordable. Three people familiar with the matter told Commie Nonsense. The plan aims to fulfill Trump's vow to deliver a better alternative to the so-called enhanced ACA, Unaffordable Care Act, subsidies that were relied on by nearly 22 million people. That on top of the 42 million reliant on food stamps. Democrats rejected measures to reopen the shuttered government for more than a month over their demand for a clean extension of those payments. If the subsidies expire, those premiums that people are expected to pay will be more than double next year, according to the KFF, a so-called nonpartisan health care policy research group or whatever. An MTG resigned, Marjorie Greene, that is, Marjorie Traitor Greene. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene announced Friday she will not seek re-election. And on top of that, she's leaving her seat in January, January 5th, a day before January 6th. Remember she used to stand up, so-called, for the January 6ers? A lot of good debt that did them. But interesting, amid a public falling out with her longtime ally, President Donald J. Trump. She's a Georgia Republican, or is she a Republican? She denied a report that her decision was driven by a desire to enter the 2028 presidential race. I wonder if she's going to try to run for governess. Some people are speculating that she's going to try to run for governess of Georgia. You think they're suckers enough to vote for her? Marjorie Greene's split with Trump seems to hit at deeper rifts within the so-called MAGA, Make America Great Again movement. And some people are circulating a couple of theories about what's driving her decision. What a mess. And the Epstein files. The so-called Justice Department has asked a federal judge in Florida to reconsider unsealing grand jury materials related to an investigation into Jeffrey Epstein, as the agency faces congressionally mandated deadline to release all documents related to the convicted sex offender next month. In its filing on Friday, the Justice Department cited the passage of a law mandating the release of all its Epstein files within 30 days, arguing, quote, public production of the grand jury material is therefore required, unquote. But that legislation, which President Trump signed into law last week, does not specifically mention grand jury materials. So I don't know what they means by reconsider unsealing. Maybe he decided against it and they want him to. Or her, who knows, with judges now, it's a woman. Anyway, Ukraine peace talks. Are we going to have peace in the Ukraine with Russia? Talks on a plan to end Russia's war in Ukraine set to continue today after meetings with U.S. and Ukrainian officials after Secretary of State Little Marco Rubio described it as productive. Pretty cool. A 28-point peace proposal. We'll see what happens. I'm James Hake, now JLP. We'll be right back.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Brand new biblical question. It reminded me of last week, Ladies Forum. We had the Ladies Forum last week, last Thursday, third Thursday of the month. And it was amazing. Even though it was raining, cats and dogs, the ladies showed up. And the meeting was amazing. My brand new biblical question. Why is your life one train wreck after another one? Why is your life one train wreck after another one? What the? Why? Do you ever ask yourself, no, why is my life one train wreck after another one? Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you run it around, you can still listen to the show. You got to go work out. You got to go and fight against ICE. You got to go and protect the illegal aliens because you say you love the illegal aliens more than you love the American citizens. Whatever you're doing. You got to go and try to hurt someone so you can get a thrill. You can podcast and still listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, to have your comments read out loud. Go to buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. No, it's not. It's Monday. What the? I'm already living Friday. Talking about living in the future, huh? It's Monday. And we take all calls. But we take the ladies' calls as they come in because Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
You get a real problem.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
I would too. You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Let me go to first time caller out of Europe. Diana, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Diana.
I am Diana.
How you doing, Diana?
Hello. I am doing amazing.
Amazing.
Indeed. I am from Estonia, by the way.
You from where?
Estonia.
Estonia? What? What is it like living over there?
It's awesome. I love it.
Nice.
Indeed. Can I ask you a question?
Yes. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, now that I'm engaged and have been for a while, I wanted to ask you how this time should be, how it should look like.
How long have you been engaged?
Only like 3 years or something. Around 3 years.
3 years?
Two.
2 years?
Yes.
Okay. What it should look like is perfect peace. You don't want anything from him, and he doesn't want anything from you. You get to know each other while working on yourself. And you're being honest with him. He's been honest with you. And then eventually you will know this man is for you. And he will know this woman is for him. But if you put effort into it, trying to make it work, you're going into hell. And you're going to have nothing but problems.
Okay, so technically we are engaged because we want to get married, or should we want to get married, or are we just engaged to see?
Why do you want to get married?
No, I don't know if I want to. I'm just thinking, like, can I want to or not?
No, you shouldn't want to. Because women, they want the security of a man. You know, they want to have a good man, but. But you shouldn't want it. You should only want what's right. You should only want the truth. Because if you want it, you will always, you won't be able to help yourself, pick the wrong man, and he will pick the wrong woman.
Okay, what about physically? How do we act? Do we act like husband or wife, and I mean without like living together and doing anything, but like do I obey him now, or how should I be?
Right, you just work on you overcoming evil inside yourself, and you will see the light will cause you to be the way you should be and act the way you should act and obey in the way that you should obey. So don't try to figure that out. You walk in the light, and the light will do it through you. It will do it for you. It will cause you to do right and be right.
Okay, so I do nothing. I just work on myself, and then that's all I do.
Absolutely.
Okay, but now, as I also understand that we are engaged, we're also looking if we are right for each other. And I've noticed, like, thing in him, and I don't know if it's like, I mean, I think it was showed from above, but I'm not sure. It was like, I see that sometimes when he's working, he just doesn't have enough of means sometimes to support himself. He's doing fine, but I'm thinking, like, would that be dumb for me to think, like, oh, we should get married, but actually seeing that sometimes he's struggling himself, and how could he take care of family? Like, would that be dumb for me to be like, yes, so, I want to marry you, but I see that you're struggling.
So, if I understand you correctly, you're saying that you can see that he doesn't have enough money to take care of himself?
I mean, but he like survives and he's fine, but I see that he's like struggling. Like for me, for example, if I would be living like with him, that would be struggling. Maybe for him it's fine, I'm not sure.
And when you say he is struggling, in what way is he struggling?
Let's say, like, the simple things as food. Like, he always has something to eat, yes, but let's say it's end of the month and he's, like, struggling to put, I don't know, to go to buy some food stuff, let's say.
So why
maybe
would you,
he cannot even do that.
When you marry him, do you plan to stay home and
yes.
raise the children? Will you get children?
Yes.
So why would you marry a man that can't afford to take care of himself? How will he take care of you? You guys are going to end up fighting about that.
No, but he's
And you're going to have to go to work.
No, I don't want to go to work.
But if he can't afford to take care of himself, eventually you would have to go to work or you will starve.
No, but he says that it's, like, enough for him, and I can understand that part, and he's saying, like, oh, God will take care of me, and he always has something to eat. But also, I'm like, would that be dumb to see that he's like that all the time? Or do we be like that, and we're like, okay, God will take care of it.
What do you mean by God will take care of it?
You know, it's like it's end of the month, you don't have money, let's say, yeah? But then God is like, here you go, some, I don't know, here is food, and he gives you.
I wouldn't bank on that if I were you. Because no, God would take care of it by giving him the know-how to work and earn a living. That's how God take care of it. You can't be waiting on God. You're going to be hungry, and then you're going to wait at the end of the month. God going to give you some
No, I mean, like, we still work and stuff. But, okay, I think I got it. Yes.
I do what you want, of course, but I wouldn't advise you to get married knowing that in advance that he can't take care of you and the children once you have children.
Yes, I was thinking the same, but I didn't know if I'm right or not.
Yeah, but just don't judge him. You can see it, yes, but don't judge him, and that way you won't make the wrong decision.
Yes. I'm not judging. I don't think I am.
Because the last time I talked to God, he ran out of snap in heaven. He doesn't have any more government money.
Oh, wait, what's a snap? I don't know what is it.
Oh, over in America, it's free money for the lazy people that don't want to work. It's food stamps and things like that.
Oh, okay.
They don't have
Bummer.
Food stamps over there?
No, we don't have that.
Do you get government assistance?
I think some poor people do, yes.
And so are there black people in your country?
We have some, but there's not a lot. Every time you see a black person, it's like surprising. But now it's a bit more often you see them.
And why more now?
I don't know. I am not into politics or anything. They didn't care.
Where are they coming from?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't talk to them.
Let me ask people.
Sorry.
Oh, what a mess. Let me ask before. How are you calling us right now?
From phone.
Oh, just from a regular phone?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let me ask other people want to call in online or something like that. Let me ask, are you working on yourself?
Yes, I am.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes, I have.
And you went to her and said what?
What?
What did you say to her when you went to her?
I did it two times. It was a while ago, and I said, like, hey, I forgive you. I honestly don't remember, but I think I did not say that I'm sorry for resenting her. But I just recently realized it because I heard you saying that, and I'm like, oh, wait, I don't remember me saying that.
But you went and forgave her, right?
Yes, two times. Because one was wrong, and then I did it again.
Well, don't go back anymore and do it. You're fine now.
Okay. Awesome.
What did she say?
She was like, I think making like fun of it, like, haha, like, oh, thank you so much. And like being sarcastic, you know,
yeah.
That's so kind of you. But the second time she seems like she kind of understands. She was like, okay, something like. Second time it sounds like she understood kind of, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, whatever way she acts, that's on her. It has nothing to do with you. You've done your part. That's all you need to do. How about your father?
Yes. My father is alcoholic. Also, I'm not sure if I did it right. It was also a while ago when I called him because I live in a different country. I called him and he was drunk. And then I still said, like, my part. And then he was, like doing his drunk talk, like, oh, what did your mother say about me? And, like, all the, like, nonsense. So I don't know if I should have done when he was sober or not.
Why did you resent him? What did he do to you?
I don't think I do resent him, though.
Oh, good. Yeah, most adult men and women do not resent their father. They yearn for their father. This is from all races, too. But those that think they resent their father, they resent the father with the mother's resentment, and they don't realize it. But that's cool you don't resent him. That's, most people don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I ever did. But I have one question more, if I can ask.
Yes.
Why am I still scared of a woman?
You're still scared of a woman?
Of some, yes.
And when you say you're scared of them, give me an example of what you mean.
Let's say I have a job. Like, in my job, I am, let's say, like a boss, yes? And that means I have to deal with a lot of people, and most of those people are women, and sometimes I have to tell them something, and sometimes I just feel that I'm scared to do it. I mean, I still do it, but I just feel scared.
I understand that.
To some, not all, not all.
And let me ask, who are you?
I know the answer, but I am nothing.
So if you're nothing and nobody, who is scared?
No, I understand that it's not me actually scared.
So they don't call I am scared. The real you has no fear. The fear that you're feeling is not you at all. It's those demons that's inside of you. They feel afraid, and they want you to think it's you feeling afraid so that you won't do what you need to do at your job so they can continue to live it inside of you. So what I recommend, shaking in your boots and just notice that you're shaking, but if you need to give them some orders or whatever, you need to do it anyway and watch the shaking. And don't call it you. Because the real you, and I promise you this, Diane, the real you has no fear. It's the fake you that has the fear.
No, I know it. I have seen it sometimes, so yeah. I know that it is true. But wait, I forgot what I wanted to say. Oh, while I'm talking, like, let's say I'm saying something to her. I don't know if I can be present at the same time, though.
You
like,
can.
Like, if I can see.
You can. Yeah. You can be aware of you. And you can be aware that inside of your mind and your body, there's fear. They don't know it, but you would know it, and you would do nothing about it. And the spirit of truth, the light, will come and destroy that demon from you. As long as you just be aware of it, but do what you need to do anyway.
Okay, I do it anyways because it's my job. But I'm like, so I talk and then I try to see what's going on inside my head, right?
Right. Yes. While you're telling them to, when you're giving an instruction to them, and then the mind is telling you, oh, they're gonna yell at you, or they're gonna do this, or. You're afraid. Quietly, just be aware of that. That is happening inside of your body, your mind and body, but it's not you. And you still do what you need to do. And if they overreact, if they get mad, don't you get mad at them. They can't help it either. You just still give them the order, but don't overreact to them reacting.
Okay. Should I look at the people as just demons, you know? Then I don't react, probably.
Yeah, they are. I promise you they are demons that made a home in you and all people. They are demons. You are possessed. At least your body is possessed, but the real you is not possessed at all. It's in the body, but it's not in you.
I agree. Yes.
And so don't call it you. Don't identify with it. And let the light, the spirit of truth, take it away from you.
Okay, I will try. This this week I have one girl that I'm very scared of. I have to fire her, and I am scared. So this will be good.
Right on.
Not me. I'm not scared.
Right.
The demon is scared.
The demons are scared. It's not you. It's the demons. It's not you. It's the demons in the body. It's like a robber come to your house, and they ring the doorbell or knock on the door, and you answer the door. They're like, I want to come in and rob you. And you say, no, you can't come in. What's up? It's the same thing with the demons. They knocked on your door when you were a kid, and because you were angry, you didn't know what was going on, and you let them into your house. And so they're in your house, but they're not in you.
Yeah, I understand. I think I understand.
Do it, and if you got to fire this lady, go fire her. And however she act, that's on her. It's inside of her. It has nothing to do with you at all. So don't overreact to her at all.
Yes. Yes, sounds right.
And if you're feeling shaky, your body is shaking, but you're not shaking. And so just watch that,
yes.
And you will die daily. If you just watch these things, live with them, work with them, walk with them, sleep with them, but do nothing about it, you will die daily. I promise you that.
Okay. I also was scared when I was waiting for you. I was just, it's not, well, not me was scared, and it was scary.
Yeah, don't call not it scared. You. It wasn't you.
Yes, yes. I have to get used to that. But I understand that it's not me.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Just stay with it. Even if the whole world turn against you, they're not with you anyway. You are alone. You come into this world alone. You have a brother, sisters, and mama and daddy, daddy and mama. You have so-called friends, but you're still alone. So you work on this by yourself, being alone. And you'll be fine.
I don't have friends, though, but the rest, yes, I agree.
Yeah. Are you doing a silent prayer?
Every morning, every night.
Right on. And so during the day, practice staying with your body. Be aware of what you're doing. Practice being aware of what you're doing at all times. But if you forget and you get caught up in your head, just come back to your body, but don't judge it. Don't have an opinion about it. Just realize you're in your head and come back to present, to your body.
Oh, about that, I have one more question if I can ask.
Okay.
So back in the days, you had this assignment of counting how many times you get stabbed.
Yes.
And I, like, sometimes I do it, and now I have been doing it for 2 weeks, and I count and I write it down. Just to see, and I notice some patterns at when I notice more and when I notice less. And I notice that when I am with my fiance, I very rarely, like, I notice way less. Like, is there any reason why I notice less the devil when I'm with my fiance?
You notice less stabs when you're with your fiance?
Yes, I almost don't see nothing.
Do you feel comfortable around him?
Yes.
Well, that's why you're not feeling that way, because you're not reacting to him or overreacting.
No, no, I'm still acting crazy. I'm a woman sometimes.
but you are comfortable around him, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why.
No, but
unless you go unconscious when you're around. Do you go unconscious and you don't notice the stabs?
I think that's what it is, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're going unconscious then, you don't know. But even around your boyfriend, be conscious, be present.
It's like, yes, I'm trying. But when it's you're harder for some reason.
Yeah, when you're talking to him, be aware of what you're saying, the words that are coming out of your mouth. When you guys are having dinner, if he can afford it. Be aware.
That was funny.
Be aware of what you're eating. You know, always be aware, and you will have an amazing time.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you, Jesse. That was amazing.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. One last question about your calling. Are you calling, do you have international calling?
I don't know. I just called.
Oh, okay. All right. We're trying to help others that want to be calling in. But thank you. And you stay with it. Stay with it. No matter what happened, really. Just stay with it. Because as you are becoming aware, more and more aware, those demons inside of you, they're going to have a fit. They're going to scream. They're going to be afraid. They're going to try to blame others. And all. You just watch that. And then the demons inside of others are going to come after you, too. You watch that and do nothing about it. Don't get mad. Don't judge. They can't help it. The people full with demons as well, they can't help it. So don't judge them. And I'm telling you, Diane, you're going to have an amazing life. You're going to see how much the truth, how much the light really love you. The light love you.
I agree.
Well, good to hear from you. Call me again.
I will, Jesse. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And you stay with it, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
That's the plan.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Eric bought 5 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Addiction. Addictus. Slave. Slave to thoughts. You owe thoughts nothing. You are free, says Eric.
That's right. You owe them nothing. Not even reaction or words or anything. Just watch them. Amazing.
Thank you, Eric. Alias 55555 and Bolghar Wolf. Welcome, Bond supporters. That's cool. Bond YouTube.
Thank you all. Appreciate your support. Thank you.
Average Joe, 56, with no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Average Joe. Amazing.
Mark S., love and forgive as God loves and forgives us. Black thanks hands emoji.
Absolutely. And you shall be free. Really, when you forgive and hold no grudges against yourself or anyone, you shall be free. Amazing. Thank you.
Stephen S., with a KO punching sticker with a hippo, athletic hippo. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Amazing.
KO means knockout, I'm pretty sure. Okay. And Sean Joe gifted the cookie over on pill.net. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the cookie.
Marty, happy Sunday, everyone in JLP and crew. Hope you guys had a wonderful weekend and have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Much love.
Thank you. The same for you. I wish the same for you. Have an amazing time.
BQ answer from next phase from last week's biblical question about greater works.
Yes.
When we wake up in our present, all things we do will be greater works. This isn't about comparing ourselves to Jesus or anyone else. Anything is greater when we are one with God.
Christ said, the same state he's in, you shall be in it too, if you want it. Amazing. Thank you.
Peter 80, thank you, Jesse, and the team for the best fellowship on this side of heaven.
Church fellowship yesterday and every Sunday is amazing. Thank you. Stay with it.
Super Jacinder, if you grant the idea of the soul being infinite, then you can understand that it may want to experience even suffering. Some humans choose this too, says Super Jacinder.
What?
Since the soul is infinite, maybe that's why it wants to experience even suffering. Some humans choose this too.
I don't quite know what you mean by that, but the soul does not suffer. I don't know what you mean. I can't really respond. Make it clear for me.
Thank you, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Lace has got me shook. I'll have to read your super chat and the rest of them after this. Later, another time.
When I come back, your phone calls. Thank you all. We're going to catch up on the Super Chat and your phone calls right after this break. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. quality, specialty grade beads. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report, Hake, H-A-K-E Report, is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Acre Baby, from 11 to 1 Pacific time. And check out Punchy TV, amazing brand new episode from last Wednesday. You can podcast Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E .TV. And last but not least, number one, like this video. Hit like right now. Hit like. It's like the more you give, the more I want. Hit like. And then we have a sale going on right now. Starting right now to until the 27th, which is Thanksgiving Day. Check out all our merch. It's on sale, 15% off. RebuildingTheMan.com/church or JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Amazing. Let me go to Washington State and talk to Mark. Mark, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Howdy, guys. Let me get my brain back in order. I've had a heck of a week. Go ahead.
Are you on a speaker or just a regular phone?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. There we go. I got it now.
Yeah. Never be on a speaker or Bluetooth on the show. But go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I've had I'll just call it miraculous week here with some ups and downs that are just amazing. I got fired. I put the screws to my boss over back pay and just made up a bunch of crap that I'm going to report you to this, that, and the other, and unless you pay me. Well, it was all a bluff. Because if I did that, it would ruin a church for one thing. It wouldn't ruin it, but it would complicate it. Anyway, so the guy's dropping the ball. He's pushing me around, and lo and behold, he's been pushing me towards this other job at a towing company. And surprisingly enough, when I put the screws to him, I also called that towing company and inquired, and now the guy's not interested. And then I talked to a guy in the neighborhood. I call him Hang Around Dave. He drinks a lot, but he hangs around the church where I got my RV parked. And Dave was telling me, well, Randy's telling me you're a drug addict now. All on the same day. So I know that's making sense now, and it's finally making sense to me, too. But then Saturday, I mean, it was Sunday morning, actually. I light up my internet, and I got my Windows Firefox browser up with a bunch of icons, and I forget what I was looking for. I accidentally hit the King James Version, and Mark 5 pops up. And I never quite understood this. I'm 67 years old, single, never married, no children that I know of. And I asked Grok about it, Super Grok, and it makes sense now. So Randy's concerned about his pigs, and he's doing everything he can. I mean, he is pissing his pants right now over this thing. And
because of time, Mark, what's your question or comment?
Well, that's my comment.
Did you get another job?
No. This has only transpired over the past 3 days.
Oh, so are you going to look for one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Right on.
But I just thought it was interesting that he would be referring me to this guy for the past 3 months, like every week. And then when I put the screws to him over back pay and forced him to pay up, all of a sudden the other guy's not interested at all.
Did they know each other?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so the guy that's no longer interested know the guy that you were working for before. Do you think he told him not to hire you?
That's the way it seems, considering what Dave told me about, Hang Around Dave telling me about Randy telling him Mark's a drug addict.
Oh, so you're thinking that Randy told this new other guy that you were a drug addict?
Precisely, yeah.
Oh, I got you. And yeah, it's not true? Are you a drug addict?
Well, not anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I quit smoking weed that I was smoking at my doctor's recommendation. I dropped opiates about a year ago, and I said, you know, I don't want any Suboxone or whatever they call it, and I don't want anything from a pharmaceutical company. If I feel so much discomfort, I'll toss back a couple shots. And the doctor said, you know, I'd rather have you smoking pot than drinking alcohol. Well, in 2018, I was diagnosed with late third stage lung cancer. And I, for 22 months, I was expecting to die. But a few months or a few weeks after my, maybe a month or two after my diagnosis, the oncologist called and asked me if I'd be willing to try an experimental chemo prescription. And the following about 20 months, 22 months after diagnosis, I get a call back, said, you're in remission. And then now about a year ago, I'm cancer free.
Amazing. Nice.
But this doctor is telling me to smoke pot.
Why do you want you to smoke pot?
To make me stupid.
Are you going to do it?
Oh, I'm done with it.
Right on.
You should have seen the color run out of Randy's face when I told him. I said I quit smoking weed. I told him this a few weeks ago. And he whispered back to himself, you quit smoking pot? And I, like I said, the look on his face is like I hit him with a hammer.
Well, you, because of time, Mark, you wish him well. Yeah. Don't be angry at him. He can't help himself. And you keep working on your life, and it's just going to get better for you.
I hear you. Yeah, even traffic is better now. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, just stay away from anger, and you cannot go wrong.
I got to drop the caffeine now.
Yeah. Amazing.
Well, all right. Yeah, it is. It is. It's amazing. So, yeah. So is Jesse Lee. Thank you so much.
All right. I wish you well. Call me again, all right?
Will do. Okay. Thank you so much. All bye right, for
man.
Now.
Nah. Amazing. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jerome.
Yeah, I know you said you were going to speak about the meeting between Mamdani and Trump. I'm not sure if you have yet, but what was your opinion on it?
From what I know of it so far, it sounded like with Donald Trump, it went well. But we have to wait and see. But I wasn't surprised to hear the Great White Hope saying that it went well because Donald Trump knows how to make deals. He knows how to deal with people, even his enemies.
Well, I don't think they made any deals, but I think it went well as well. Like, I was glad to see that Trump liked Mamdani so much. Yeah. And it was good to see that, you know, like, everybody thought that they were going to disagree and not like each other. And, you know, though Trump is not going to like, you know, a socialist, communist, whatever they call it, dumb stuff they call him. And yeah. Then Mamdani is not going to like a fascist, but they both like each other. It was good to see.
And I really wasn't surprised because when I heard that Mamdani was going to see Trump, I knew that it sounded like Mamdani wanted something from him. So I wasn't surprised that they would get it. It sounded like they got along pretty well. But again, pretty good. But again, we have to wait and see.
You said he wanted something from him, like a favor?
Well, I know that when he was running, Mamdani was running, he was talking.
I think
about,
you mean Mamdani. You saying Mamdani? It's Mamdani.
Oh, okay. And I know he Trump said that if he didn't cooperate, that something like, and I may not be exactly right, that he was not going to give him, the government wasn't going to support them, especially with saying that he's going to give away all this free stuff. And so, and he was going to block ICE. And so, again, I'm waiting to see how that happens, what happens with that. But I'm glad they seem to have gotten along really well.
Yeah, I'm glad too. That was it. That was the only thing I wanted to talk about.
Thank you, Jerome. Amazing.
Yep.
888-7753-773. Then we go to Canada and talk to Jermaine. Jermaine, you are on the air.
Hello?
Jermaine, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Nice. I'm calling about before I touch my main point, there's a video that I saw going viral of this these Muslim guys. They were, you know, parading a wedding, riding on a horseback, and this was around I don't know how much of them were on the horse, but there were like 200 vehicles as well participating in this, celebration of a wedding. And they were blocking traffic on the highway. This was in Illinois, Hickory Hills. And it's just crazy that that happened there. And really nothing really came out of it more than issuing ticket and stuff like that. But I wanted to ask you, what do you think right now regarding Dearborn, Michigan? With there's this streamer. They're streamers. They're Christian. They call themselves Christian, and they're out there protesting against the Muslims, and they have the Muslim Quran in their hand, and they're putting bacon on it.
are the Allah Abba people, are they afraid of bacon or something?
Yeah, they said the pork is unclean. So,
but why do they react to other people having it?
I mean, because they're upset that they're disrespecting their Quran, and they're hostile because of that against the guy that is putting the bacon on the Quran.
But why are they reacting to it, though? They're in a Christian nation. they should take the Allahu Akbar stuff back to their country.
Yeah, so that's my question now. So when it comes to this, right? When it comes to
this. Is that the video on it?
Yes.
And what are we looking at?
One of these streamers slapping bacon on the Quran and getting in a fight with other people out there. He's got a slab of bacon. It was a moment there earlier. Now they're already in the fight. But if I back it up, you'll see.
So two devils fighting.
There's the bacon.
Pretty much.
That's the bacon?
So
the Muslims like afraid of bacon, or they just don't want to eat the bacon?
They say it's unclean. It's not of God.
But why are they fighting over the bacon?
It's haram.
So, yeah. They're fighting because it's touching their Quran, a book.
So they're fighting over the bacon hitting the book?
Yes.
What the?
What a mess.
Because of evil, and human beings are possessed with evil, they don't know it, and they both think that they're right, both sides think they're right, so they go out and wave flags and taunt each other, and they fight because they don't know the truth, and they only have hatred, and both are trying to pretend that they're right, so they fight. So that's what's going on right now.
Regarding this note, Jesse, you know, Christ said, follow him and find his word. Who's seeking him? Look to the word, and the word is just a map, and it points you to the way, right? Regarding this, he says, when you meet people like this, you turn those pillars into salt that, you know, will preserve the earth. My question to you, do you think, as a follower of Christ, not the so-called Christians, do you think by us being, I guess, good, right? Can you think we can change these Muslim people?
But Christians are not good.
That's what I said. Not the so-called. Let's say we, as an example, working ourselves. We know that there's evil in the world.
You can't change anyone. It's impossible for human beings to change themselves or anyone.
Yeah. So even if we show them love, there's nothing really we can do. So I'm saying, When is America gonna really start showing these people love by just sending back to their country? That is actually showing them love because they can't integrate
into society. They're not gonna show them love because America has no love.
Yeah, it's just like how, you know, what's that guy's name? Martin Luther King tried to integrate black people into these white community, force integrate them. It's causing even more problems now. It's the same thing that's going to happen with the Muslim, you know. And if we actually love them, we see that they can't conform to this Christian society. They need to go back to their country.
Well, but if America had love, these people wouldn't even be in our country.
I agree on you on that.
Yeah.
I totally agree on that.
Thank you, Jermaine. Amazing.
All right, Jesse. You have a good day, eh?
You too, buddy. What a mess. And so I'm gonna walk around with bacon from now on. Super chat.
Lace's got me shook. Says if you don't work, you don't eat. Also, bro needs to stop virtue signaling. And this was yesterday.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Lace's got me shook because that person, one of the guys, felt sorry for people who were less fortunate and privileged than he.
Oh, you're referring to that. You have no right, zero right, to feel sorry for yourself or anyone. If you do, you're evil. You're evil. You're playing God. Who you think you are, you have a right to feel sorry for anyone. And who are you feeling sorry for? What the? There's no one there to feel sorry for. It's all ego and it's evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Nilla Thrilla says thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nilla
Thrilla. Thanks for your support. I appreciate that.
Kohlberger Art. You have to see it to believe it. Great fellowship. You can do it, Derek. Tilde.
That's right. Thank you.
NP and Curly both gave on Cash App for church.
Thank you. Amazing.
And Cornerstone Media says, silent prayer is chef's kiss, chef emoji, smooch, kiss emoji.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay present. Really, everything is right here, right now, all the time. It's not in the past. It's not in the future. Christ said, take no thought about the past or the future. Satan said, stay with the past or the future, and I'll take care of you. He's lying. Christ says, stay present. At all times, stay present. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Cornerstone. And Lori bought three coffees. Church was beautiful. Jesse, your biblical questions, yearly theme, silent prayer, and assignments really helped me come back to present. Right, you helped me see there is evil in me dedicated to keeping me asleep. I see it, so I know I will overcome. Thank you.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And one thing I promise you, all human beings, I don't care what their titles are, what they do, what kind of work, what they have or don't have, all human beings are possessed. Christ said, you must be born again of the Father, the Spirit of the Father, because you have the Spirit of Mama. And it's not her spirit, but it's the Spirit that made home in her. Now you must be born of the Spirit of the Father. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric,
stay with it.
Five coffees from Eric. The only way to be present is to know you don't exist.
What does that mean?
Why, you want me to give my take? I can give my take.
Okay.
Because, you know, different things tempt you to identify with yourself and want and feel and all that stuff, and it takes you away, and it's just very distracting from the present.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
See? Eric and I, great minds.
Thank you, Eric. What a mess. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Lori, with a biblical question answer.
The new biblical?
Indeed.
Why is your life one train wreck after another?
When I'm in darkness and stumbling, it can seem like a train wreck. But when there are no I thoughts and I'm present, all is perfect, alive, and well in reality. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you. And I'll respond, put my little two cents in on Sunday. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. Priscilla from Houston. Jesse, why do you identify as a Christian? And why do you always ask people if they're a Christian? I thought we shouldn't identify with anything.
Well, for communication's sake, I say Christian when they ask, because we got to communicate. But conscious communication is different than unconscious communication. Amazing.
Thank you, Priscilla. Anthony L. with another mustache sticker. Very nice.
Thank you. Amazing.
Marcus G. 59. At this point, everyone is evil except baby Jessica's daddy. Return to the Father and let your ego die.
Yeah. It's amazing that we are possessed and don't know it. We really think that it's us until we start to pay attention to what's going on inside of us. It is mind-blowing. Thank you.
Marcus Aurelius, you're the man.
Thank you for helping us. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And Mio's a cute dog. Why do fat women think being fat is okay? And we'll have to read the rest later.
Amazing. Thank you. I got to take a quick break. One more hour to go. Your phone calls
Steve, thank
when
you
I come back.
Hate
news, not the
How
fake news.
How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
some crazy mess going on in this whole here world. You know, they're trying to going to have maybe peace in the Ukraine. We'll see. Israel struck Beirut again. Is it Beirut or Beirut? Is it French? I know it's kind of Muslim. But anyway, nice. Well, that's not nice. I disclaim. I'm not sure whether I should disavow. The strike on Lebanon. They killed some Hezbollah guy, allegedly. Rest in peace. And Donald Glover had a stroke. You know that Childish Gambino black dude? Talented singer, songwriter, kind of weird, fancy, artsy, artistic type of a person. He said that he had a stroke and different things. And so he had to cancel his tour or whatever. Crazy. And other mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. And everybody loves females, or they should, but most of them actually don't. And JLP, we'll be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats. Appreciate them. And more great stories. So cool. And there is one line open. You can call in if you're not on hold already. You right now can call in if you're watching live to get on hold, to get on air, whether you're young or old with JLP. But it is fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, you know, Trump's 28-point peace proposal for the Ukraine and Russia. The United States proposal previously was attracting bipartisan, not support, but criticism due to its concessions to Russia. So if it's bipartisan criticism, that means it's evil criticism, because bipartisan means evil. And the Israeli military said they killed Hezbollah, their second most senior figure, in a weekend airstrike on Beirut, or Beirut, Lebanon. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, called Haytham Ali Tabatabai, pardon me if I'm butchering his name, a key operative and veteran in the terrorist organization. Images showed smoke coming from an apartment building in a crowded part of the southern Beirut. 5 people were killed and 28 injured in that attack, per the Lebanese health ministry. U.S. designated Tabatabai as a terrorist back in 2016. They offered a $5 million reward for information on him, saying he was a key Hezbollah military leader, commanded the group's special forces in both Syria and Yemen. And by the way, speaking of strikes in other countries, the Trump administration could have expanded authority to take action in Venezuela starting today after they designated President Nicolas Maduro and his government allies as members of a foreign terrorist organization. Wow, the president of Venezuela is a terrorist? Crazy, if true. Don't know. And the search ended for that Slender Man attacker. Remember Slender Man, where these skinny guy, kind of scary story thing, he would stab little girls or something? I forget. Before she vanished, police say Morgan Geyser, G-E-Y-S-E-R, cut off the monitoring bracelet used to track her whereabouts. Geyser is now 23. She stabbed her 6th grade classmate. Oh, yeah, it wasn't a man. That was in the story. The little girl did it. Stabbed her 6th grade classmate a decade ago to win favor with a fictional internet character. A 13-year-old in 6th grade? Okay, I suppose so. That's old, though. That doesn't make sense. Oh, more than a decade ago, right? It had to be more than a decade ago. Anyway, I'm just trying to do math. 42-year-old Donald Glover says he had a stroke. Actor and musician previously described the health scare that forced him to cancel his Childish Gambino tour last year as an ailment. Now he's telling you guys what happened. Nosy people, shout out. And there is this gender identity lesson controversy at Texas A&M. That's like a university, or one of them, or one of several. Expected to decide the fate of a fired professor, whether she was justified in being dismissed. I'm James Hake. Thank you.
like to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the third hour of the show, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Brand new biblical question, and it's a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia, hola, si, señor. Como tele vu? Why is your life one train wreck after another one? Why is your life one train wreck after another? Have you ever wondered about that? What? My life is just one train wreck after another. One situation to another situation to another situation. Why? Why am I like one train wreck? Why don't you ask yourself that so you can find out? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you can't watch the show, you can podcast it, but you can't watch it live because you just got to go to ICE protest. You just got to go and beat up somebody at McDonald's or somewhere. You got to go and show bacon to the Alawaba people, and then y'all fight. You can still be listening to the show. We are here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, heard around the world. You still can be listening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday, always build me up. And it's also Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight my daddy.
I like
my brother,
to make men uncomfortable.
My cousin.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I mentioned Jasmine Cricket earlier, and she's a so-called Democratic representative. And according to the story, she may run for Senate. And I cannot believe, I want to understand what's wrong with those votes over there in Texas that they will vote for this female. I mean, she's insane. I mean, there's nothing good about her. And yet, because she's black and female, I'm wondering, is that why they vote for her? I don't see any other reason. Well, according to Yahoo, Democratic so-called representative, I said so-called, they said Representative Jasmine Cricket was called out for dropping the names of a series of Republicans who took donation from Jeffrey Epstein, but she got the wrong Jeffrey Epstein. Watch it from CNN.
You talked about Republicans taking money from a Jeffrey Epstein. Here's what you said.
Who also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, as I had my team dig in very quickly. Mitt Romney, the NRCC, Lee Zeldin, George Bush, Win Red, McCain Palin, Rick Lazio.
You mentioned Lee Zeldin there. He's now a cabinet secretary. He responded and said it was actually Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, who's a doctor that doesn't have any relation to the convicted sex trafficker. Unfortunate for that doctor, but that is who donated to a prior campaign of his. Do you want to correct the record on the people that you
listen, I never said that it was that Jeffrey Epstein. Just so that people understand, when you make a donation, your picture is not there. And because they decided to spring this on us in real time, I wanted the Republicans to think about what could potentially happen, because I knew that they didn't even try to go through the FEC. So my team, what they did is they Googled. And that is specifically why I said a Jeffrey Epstein. Unlike Republicans, I at least don't go out and just tell lies. Because it was not the same one, that's fine. But when Lee Zeldin had something to say, all he had to say was it was a different Jeffrey Epstein. He admitted that he did receive donations from a Jeffrey Epstein, so at least I wasn't trying to mislead people. Now, have I dug in to find out who this doctor is? I have not. So I will trust and take what he says, is that it wasn't that Jeffrey Epstein, but I was not attempting to mislead anybody. I literally had maybe 20 minutes before I had to do that debate.
I don't believe that helper at all. Zero. And so I wonder, as I was speaking to my producer about this, so they have research teams, right, supposedly. And they look into all this stuff. I know she hasn't done this because she's black. And so I wonder, they didn't look into this before she said that? And then I remember, oh, maybe she got a black staff. Maybe they didn't. Black people don't feel like looking up stuff. What the? But I believe, and I don't know, I don't have proof, this female said that because she knew once she threw it out there, it's going to be out there. And most people never come back to correct it. She knew what she was doing. You can fool some of the people sometime, but you can't fool all the people all the time. She knew what she was doing, and I got proof, I believe. Remember she said, somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, right? She knew what she was doing. She's just wicked. And she knew, according to this report, that Jeffrey Epstein that had donated to these people, according to this report, because according to this report, the same Jeffrey Epstein donated to her. This is from X. Jeffrey Epstein announced he has donated money to Democratic Representative Jasmine Cricket of Texas. Watch it from Fox.
Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, I don't know at this point if I should feel sorry for you. I'm sure you're proud of your family name. How do you feel getting mixed up in that mess?
It's been a week of a disaster, if you might say. I was very happy with my name. I've had it longer than he has. Obviously, I'm still here and he's not. But to be implicated, or even the insinuation that I am the pedophile, it was really pretty awful what she did. And she clearly, when she did her word scramble, backpedaling on CNN the other night, those were just blatant lies. It's ridiculous.
Did you donate to Jasmine Crockett? I read you might.
I did. I donated to Jasmine Crockett.
If that's true, see how wicked she is? My country is gone. And these are the people you're putting into leadership role, who we all know, God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. Women are not created to lead. You end up with that. When you try to make them do something that they cannot do, it's not in them. And look how wicked, if this is true, and I don't know, I'm going by what he said, look how wicked she is. Somebody by the name of Jeffrey Epstein, she knew what she was doing, if this story is true. May God have mercy upon America. My country's gone. It's so far gone, even the fat lady has said, it's gone. And these females are out of control, because if you don't, if they don't have men guiding them, or at least over them, in the right way, they go out of control. And you want them to be leaders. Watch what's happening at, according to this story, at a 7-Eleven. It's female money. And it's going to, now I've been saying this for a long time, not bragging, but just telling you the truth. It's going to get worse. And every day it's getting worse. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. It's a spiritual battle, folks. All human beings are possessed with evil. Possessed with evil until they overcome and be possessed by good. You don't have to be you any longer. Watch this, folks. Now, think about it. They took away all the police. They defund the police and let the inmates out of prison because they want this. They want you afraid. They want you worried. They want you desperate. They want you angry. And then they come back in and pretend they're trying to save you, like the Democrats are desperately doing right now. And if it wasn't for Donald Trump, the very cry hope, the Republicans would be the same. They are no different, to be honest. The only reason we see a change in the Republican for right now is because of Donald Trump. But the Republican representatives are the same. We have a one-party system, and that's a Democratic Party. KOKH. Stephanie Dillard, a former 7-Eleven clerk, faced a terrifying ordeal when a man attempted to strangle her after she refused to accept a counterfeit $100 bill for purchase. Watch this from KOKH.
25-year-old Stephanie Dillard was a 7-Eleven clerk who faced terror after she says a man tried to strangle her after she refused a counterfeit $100 bill for burritos, beef sticks, and ice cream. It happened Thursday, just before midnight.
He threatened me, said that he was going to slice my head off, and then that's when I tried to call the police. Realized he started throwing things at me. Came behind the counter. I tried to run off, but he grabbed his hands around my neck and pushed me out of the counter space. That's when I pulled out my gun and I shot him.
Police say the suspect, 59-year-old Kenneth Thompson, ran to MacArthur Boulevard and Northwest 34th Street and called 911. Police say Dillard is protected under Oklahoma's self-defense law, but she says 7-Eleven Human Resources fired her Monday morning for using her own gun. Dillard says she was working by herself from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. for more than 2 years.
This was a situation where I felt like I was put in a corner between choosing between my job and my life, and I'm always going to choose my life because there's people that depend on me. Just I'm going home. You know, that's my goal. I need to be here for my kids.
Amazing. They, according to the report, they fired her because she protected herself. What's up with 7-Eleven if this is true? Think about that. She's working at this store by herself, according to the report. According to the report, the man come in and does this stringer her, whatever. And she protected herself. There's something called the Second Amendment. But they don't want the citizen, law-abiding citizen, they don't want you to protect yourself. They are on the side of the criminal. And time again, we have seen this. People being shot, stabbed on the trains, according to reports. Gasoline dashed on them. Because they let the criminal out of prison in the United States of America. My country is gone. So let me do this. I mentioned the Great White Hope met with Mandami. According to a report, Mandami, the so-called mayor of L.A., asked for a visit with the president. He wanted to get him to talk to the president about whatever. And the president, yeah, right on, come on. Y'all come on down now, you hear? And so the president met with Mandami. CBS News is reporting President Trump hosts New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mandami at the White House on Friday. Watch this from WTVR, CBS.
Congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
Political odd couple grinned and traded compliments after brokering a startling truce behind closed doors.
We had a meeting today that actually surprised me. He wants to see no crime. He wants to see housing being built. He wants to see rents coming down.
President Trump and Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani have traded insults from afar for months.
We turned out to have a communist in New York City.
Will we sit idly by as an authoritarian president like Donald Trump attacks the very fabric of this democracy, the very fabric of this city?
Trump even threatened to pull federal funding for New York City if Mamdani, a Democratic socialist, got elected.
He needs the money through the White House. He needs a lot.
Amazing, huh? President, like, yeah, come on. President, can I speak with you? Yeah, come on down. He doesn't hold grudges, the president. Some people call him king. And they hold key rallies around the world. Some people call him daddy. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obeys him. I call him the Great White Hope. Don't tell me this man ain't great. What the? After Mandami won the New York mayor election, Mandami asked to meet with the Great White Hope. Why is this?
But after Mamdani won big this month, he asked to meet with Trump, who, like him, is a New Yorker, and like him, wooed voters by vowing to lower costs.
And when we spoke to those voters who voted for President Trump, we heard them speak about cost of living. We focus on that same cost of living.
I mean, he's got views and a little out there, but who knows? I mean, we're going to see what works, or he's going to change also. We all change. I change a lot.
Their detente scrambles politics in Congress, where Democratic leaders have kept their distance from Mamdani, and Republican leaders had been hoping to make him the far-left face of the opposition in 2026.
I feel very confident that he can do a very good job. I think he is going to surprise some conservative people, actually.
Today, Trump even came to Mamdani's rescue when a reporter asked about some pointed past attacks.
Are you affirming that you think President Trump is a fascist?
I've spoken about...
That's okay. You can just say
okay.
Yes. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's easier. It's easier than explaining it. I don't mind.
The Great White Hope. Oh, don't worry about that. Forget about that. Just say yes. That's how you deal with the children of the lie. That's how you deal with the devil. And they call him king. And one last but not least, there's a whole lot of mourning but not a lot of changes. But not a lot of changing in Chicago. Did you hear about this? And the mayor of Chicago and the so-called governor of Chicago do not want the people in Chicago and Chi-Town to get any help. They want you dying. They want you suffering. They want you killing yourself. And that's why they won't lift a hand to try to stop it. Even after you say you love black people and you vote for me and I'll set you free, they say. And the black people voted for him. And now they see he can care 2 cents about them. ABC News is reporting a 14-year-old is dead and multiple others were injured in a pair of shooting in downtown Chicago on Friday night. This is from WGN News. Watch this.
Good evening, guys. It was not long after the Christmas tree was lit Friday night that shots rang out, not once, but twice within the same hour. 8 teenagers were wounded. 1 lost his life. He has now been identified as 14-year-old Armani Floyd.
Incredibly good talent, incredibly good kid as well.
McKinley Nelson is the founder of Project Swish, a nonprofit that's helped thousands of kids across the city.
When you hear Swish, the name inside of Project Swish, you kind of know it's centered around basketball, but we're really just using the game of basketball to combat the violence in the city and provide some mental health resources for those kids as well.
Amongst them was 14-year-old Armani Floyd. On Friday night, Armani was in the loop. Crowds pouring into the city for the annual lighting of the Christmas tree.
3, 2, 1!
But shortly before 10 p.m., shots rang out at State and Randolph, where police found 7 teenagers wounded, the oldest a 17-year-old boy, the youngest a 13-year-old girl. About 40 minutes later, more gunfire at Dearborn and Adams, where Armani and an 18-year-old were both shot.
Because of the reckless behavior of a few individuals, we have families devastated, and our downtown residents are hesitant to leave their own homes. We need to deter them from attending large, unsanctioned after gatherings where weapons are likely to be present.
Now, we're told from those 2 shootings on Friday night, there were 18 arrests and 5 guns recovered.
Amazing. Not all, but most blacks are so out of control, you can't even go to a Christmas tree lighting. What the? You can't go to cruise. You can't go to Disneyland. You can't go to Magic Mountain. You can't go to McDonald's. Now, you can't go to a Christmas tree lighting. Because if the blacks going to be there, oh, there's going to be some shooting. There's going to be some fighting. And this mayor could care less. He rejoiced, in my opinion, when that happens. Because if he cared, he'll welcome Donald Trump and come on in with the troops, the military, and the military mama. But he doesn't want them to be, he doesn't want this to change. He needed it to be this way so you can vote for him. And the blacks keep voting for him. He just gave a stupid statement. And there was no help in there at all. It's just a thrill for him. And I can't blame this phony mayor because as adults, you are responsible for you. No one else is. Men are responsible for themselves. Ladies are responsible for themselves spiritually, unless they're not married. They got to go to work. My country is gone. 888-7753-773. It's going to get worse, but there's another place to live from, and that is within. It is called the kingdom of heaven, within. And you can truly live from there and have peace right here on earth, in spite of all the demons around you and the ones you're overcoming, if you're working on yourself. Christine is out of Oregon. Christine, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Christine.
Hey, I listen to a lot of the things you say, and you say not to expect anything from God. And I was raised, God was all big and everything, and the Catholic God. And so I was never taught to question God or anything. He's just holy. And then another church taught me to expect things from God. And then, so I started studying all this scripture, and there's scripture that says, your son asks you for a fish, you don't give him a snake. And then there's all these scriptures that say believe and expect and it'll happen. So I'm just wondering, isn't that faith when you expect and believe?
No, that's a sign. That's a sign you're being lost.
Well, yeah, I've been lost my whole life.
If you notice that, you have all those teaching and all those scriptures and all those things. None of it has ever worked for you. Why would you stay in it?
Well, because it says if you believe, you will receive.
But you don't want belief. Believe. Everybody got belief. All human beings believe something. And once they believe, they can't let it go, even when they find out that it's not working, it's not true, or whatever, they still won't let it go. You see that belief is not working for you, but you won't let it go. Why don't you? Which is better, to know or to believe?
To know, but that's having faith is to know.
No, it's not. When you know, you know. And you're never going to know until you stop believing. The Bible has been rewritten and rechanged over the last however many years. And the people that rewrite the Bible, they write it according to the culture. So you don't know what's in the Bible that's true. You got to find the truth in your heart. And the Bible tells you to look to the heart. The kingdom of heaven is within. The Bible is not the word of God. The Bible is the word, the world map to God inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you let that go, Christine? It's not working for you.
Well, I did kind of because I quit praying because I was God's going to do whatever he wants anyway, so I don't need to pray. And then I was just okay, I can just say thank you, have a thankful heart. That's how I was praying was I'll just say thank you.
And then I started to thank you.
Well, thank God for everything.
Pray
the answer.
Lord.
If somebody needs a healing, I can pray the answer. Thank you, God, for healing that person.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Because they may get healing and then come and kill you. Why not let God's will be done for that person?
Right. And then I started doing the silent prayer where I'm just not saying anything. I'm just sitting there falling asleep, basically, was what usually happens.
What a mess!
But I just considered that meditation, listening to God is just being quiet, and then praying is asking for God. But if I'm asking for God, I'm going to be asking, expecting.
It's not meditation, it's observation. And what's your question for me?
Well, I just didn't understand how if you're praying and you're asking for God, then you're doing it expecting him. So
hold on a minute. Hold on, okay?
Okay, okay.
Let me take a quick break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pupils.net. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Okay, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby, given to us by God. Energy by God. Not fentanyl, no pot. Natural energy. And then check out Punchy TV. You can podcast. It was an amazing episode last week. It's amazing. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. And a sale going on up in here. We got a sale going on up in here. Starting today, right now, until Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, the 27th, 15% off everything. And it goes back to the nonprofit to help us do what we're doing here. So not only are you giving, you are receiving. And I really thank you all in advance. Check out all the merch, the coffee, the books. Everything. I will sign the books to whomever you like. Amazing books. Go to rebuildingaman.com/stores or jesseleepeterson.shop. And unfortunately, I can't ship the coffee overseas yet. But you can smell the aroma with the wind blowing from America to all over the world. The punchy coffee is so good. Thank you in advance. The sale is on until Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. All right? And like this video. Like. Hit the like button. I appreciate it. Let me go back to Christine out of Oregon. And so, Christine, your question for me is what?
Speaker.
I'm sorry?
Okay. Well, I have another question. Well, I was asking about expecting and how you can have faith. Like, if you're not expecting, then how do you have faith?
By not having it.
Okay, so here's another thing you were talking about earlier. I just have a question about. You were talking about how God, like, couldn't find not one person or two, and then only his nephew.
Yeah, they found one man that was good.
So what hope is there for me to find a good man?
Oh.
I mean, if they're very rare and very, and I'm a woman.
And he couldn't find one good woman in his whole earth.
Yeah, I think I'm a good woman.
But
what's good about you?
What's good about me? Well,
no,
nothing. I'm pretty evil, but I'm working on my...
Why do you think you're good and you know you're evil?
Well, I'm working on myself, and I've, like, realized that I'm evil, and so I kind of been born again to come out of that so that I'm not evil, even though I think it's, like, human nature. But how am I supposed to find a good man if they're, like...
Why are you looking for one?
Well, no, it's not like I'm looking and I feel like I need one. Like, I need that.
Why?
Because I need direction and guidance, and I'm very, very submissive, and I'm very obedient, and I'm ready for a man that will lead me, and that I feel like I need that. But
if you were very obedient, you would be listening to the truth, and you would allow the truth to lead you. You wouldn't be looking to anyone to lead you but the truth.
Yeah. Well, that's where I'm at now.
Where are you now?
I'm, like, well, I think I'm waiting. I'm not really looking, but I'm waiting. But if there's no good men out there, there's very, like...
Why are you looking for one? You shouldn't be looking for one. You should look for the truth only.
Well, I guess I'm expecting God to put that in my life because it's just never been there. And now that
I've... all expectation. And then the Father will guide you.
Okay.
Why don't you let go completely and just do the silent prayer, practice being present, and live by the light? Why don't you let go of everything? All of your wants, all of your desires, all of your ideas, all of your thoughts, all of your emotions. Why don't you let them all go? What would happen if you let them all go?
Well, I've been trying to do that.
What would happen if you did it?
So, well, I'm just existing.
What
so,
would happen if you did it?
I don't know.
Why don't you do it and find out? How old
okay.
are you?
I'm old.
Like how old?
I'm almost to 60.
And how close are you to 60?
Like 4 years.
So how old are you?
I'm 56.
Oh, okay. And why don't you let go, Christine, and see what happens?
Well, I have. Like,
no, you
I've,
haven't. You're still
have
looking for
no
a man.
I have no family. I've let go of every single person. I'm completely alone.
But you haven't let go of wanting a man.
No, I feel like I need a man to direct me
no, you
and
don't.
To guide
you
me.
You need the light, Chrissy. You are responsible for your Christian walk. You need the light, your spiritual walk. You need the light.
Yeah, I even gave that to God, too, because I, like,
no,
went
haven't.
Into a cult and joined a cult.
No,
and then I had to
you
leave a cult,
done
and
a
then I'm like...
Chrissy. Hello?
Yeah.
You haven't done that. You still want a man.
Yes.
So why don't you let go of that idea?
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering, is there any... There, why you don't
you
between,
let,
like,
why don't you let go of that idea?
Yeah. Well, I can.
That was a question.
Why don't I let go of it?
Yes.
I don't know.
How would you
like
be
I need
wonder-
it.
How would,
like,
how would
I
you
don't
be...
feel like a complete... Like, I feel like I need, like I joined a cult and got out
Chrissy,
of that. And then
you don't
I said,
need
okay,
a man
I
to
got,
complete
a man
you.
Will,
you need
a man
God
will take
to
me
complete
to God.
You. No. A man would do what?
Will, like, lead me... Like in the direction I need to go because I can't. I've been doing it by myself all this time, and I've just made really bad decisions and went the wrong way.
Why
and now,
would you trust a man over God?
Well, I think a man's going to take me to God because I can't take
myself there.
You got
another thought coming.
Oh,
Well, like, if I don't have any thoughts, then I'm going to just walk around like a zombie.
Why don't you do it and see what happens?
Okay. I'll let you know how that works.
If you notice, walk around with thought is not working for you.
No.
So why don't you walk around without them and see what happens?
Yeah, I've been trying to do that.
Why don't you do it? Not try, but do.
Okay. I'm like expecting God to
have no expectation.
It's good, and that's not working either. So.
God is never going to help you as long as you have expectation. Keep waiting.
Yes, exactly. I've been waiting and waiting, and it ain't getting there on my own.
Waiting on the world to change.
Thank you, Jesse.
Christine.
You've helped me with my crying.
When she's crying, she's lying.
Yeah, you've helped me with that, because now every time like I feel like crying, I'm like, okay, that's my ego. Yeah. I'm not crying. It's my ego crying. So you helped me with that. And I keep thinking, like, all these things that are helping me are going to help me find a good man.
Well, you got to let that go, too. Christine, let all your expectations go.
Okay.
Because it's just keeping you away from the truth, from the light.
It makes me feel like I don't have faith, though. Like, if I don't...
What good has it done you to have faith?
I don't think I've really had faith.
So why keep it then?
I don't think I've ever had it. And
you don't
and then
want
now
it.
That I do have it, like, okay, I do believe in God, and I do believe he wants me to have this prosperous life. And
you don't believe
everything.
In God. You believe about God. You don't believe in God at all. You're lost.
Yeah.
Believing about God is not believing in God. Thinking about God is not knowing God.
Well, like trusting. What about like trusting?
You
like
don't trust God either, because if you let go, then you would trust. You won't let go. You still want a man.
Yeah. Well, it's more like I feel like I need a man more than I want a man.
You don't need a man. You need the truth.
I don't know how I got in my head that a man's going to take me to that if I can't get there on my own.
Satan told you. You still believe thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time.
All the time.
About anything.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing. David is out of Texas. David, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, David.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just have a quick question. I'm going to keep it very direct. How do I get over my wife cheating on me?
How do you get over your wife cheating on you?
Yes.
By not judging her and not thinking about it.
Okay.
How did you find out she cheated?
On accident. My phone broke. She lent me one of her old phones, and her some messages were still in there from before.
And when you ask about it, what did she say?
She denied it at first, but eventually I just told her, like, look, like, I saw. But I'm not going anywhere. So let's move forward. But the problem is now I can't stop obsessing over what else she may have done. And it's causing her to push away from me. And I don't want to do that to her. It just, I need to get over it. I need to know how to stop obsessing.
Does she have, do you have children with her?
Yes.
How many?
Two.
Why don't you, so did she, was she sorry for what she did?
Not at first, but it came to the point where I told her, look, I need to walk away. So I walked away, and then
She told me, I'm not going to disrespect you like that again. So I said, okay, let's move forward. But now it's me. Now I'm overstepping her boundary by invading her privacy, trying to hack her phone and stuff like that. And it's really just destroying my peace.
It is. So have you forgiven her? Is she truly sorry for it, or is she just sorry because she got caught?
I believe she's truly sorry.
So why can't you forgive her and forget?
Because I don't think that all she did was what she told me she did. I feel like there's more.
Why does it matter? If she's sorry for what she's done and she mean it, why don't you forgive so you can forget and move on to life? How old are the children?
11 and 2.
Are you getting a thrill from hating her and constantly reminding her of what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you're doing it. You love the thrill of misery. If you didn't love the thrill, you would let it go. And then you stop getting thrills from misery and try to control her.
And okay. And now she doesn't want to speak with me.
I don't blame her.
And I don't want to force her, but I don't want to lose her also.
Because you love the thrills, David. Stop loving thrills. That's evil. Because you're playing a game with her now, trying to control her by constantly reminding her, oh, you did more than what you told me. I can't imagine you just did that. You're getting a thrill. You're evil. And you're wrong for doing that to her. Even if she did do what she did, she was wrong, of course, but she was led by something else as well. But if she's truly sorry, you need to drop it by forgiving her and having a wait-and-see attitude instead of listening to the darkness, the evil of your imagination telling you, oh, well, she did that because she did that to you. So she did it with him. She did more. You listen to the devil. Are you working on yourself?
I thought I was.
Are you?
I was. I overcame a lot of my own wrongs that I've done, and I was patterns that I had, and I've moved on from a lot of my own patterns. But now, this is throwing me back into not the same patterns as before, but something even worse, which is obsessing over the past.
You don't want to go back into hell. It's worse than the hell you're leaving. It really is. And are you working on yourself?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And what does it mean to be working on you? How are you working on yourself?
Well, the only thing I'm doing is nothing. I'm just going to work. And coming home, going to the gym.
So you're not working on yourself then?
Well, when I say nothing, I mean like, before all this, my mind was just thoughtless all the time. And I was just focusing on the day-to-day, I need to eat, I need to go to the gym, I need to work. And then I wasn't really thinking about anything else.
But why don't you work on your physical stuff? That's fine, but why not your spiritual life? Why not work on that?
Well, the way that I have been
working on my spiritual life, according to my own understanding, is if I see something that has made me slip before, I don't stare, which is women. I don't stare. And I focus on things that are beneficial to my life as opposed to...
That's not working on your spiritual life, buddy. And that's why you're caught up in your hair believing evil, because you're not with the light. You're only with the darkness. And the darkness is deceiving you right now to make you destroy yourself and your family and everything else. You're listening to thoughts, and all thoughts are lying to you. You're caught up in your imagination.
What do I do, Justin?
You come out of it by staying present. Be aware of yourself and what you're doing at all time. And then you stop hating this woman. She couldn't help herself. If she truly says she was wrong and she should not have done it, you need to forgive her and move on. And don't taunt her. Don't try to make her prove anything. Stop looking online and on the phone, because you listen to the devil. The devil keeping you in misery so that he can destroy you and your family. Because she may be truly sorry. Have a wait-and-see attitude and see instead of looking. Because when you look, the devil going to show you what you want to see.
So what should I say to her?
All right, I'm wrong for judging you. I'm going to have a wait-and-see. And then stop bugging her about it, period.
Do I just stop talking to her altogether?
About that, yes. Talking about it, there's nothing. Talking about it is going to only make it worse. It's not going to make it happen. I mean, it's not going to make it better. Once you move on, but you're not, you need to work on yourself, David. You're in the darkness.
How do I come out of the darkness, Jesse?
By forgiving your mother and your father, by admitting you were wrong for just judging them, and then God will forgive you. Do the silent prayer and stay present, and everything will work out for you. It cannot go wrong.
And what about my marriage? Do I just, how do I deal with that? Like, she's telling me she doesn't want to be with me.
If she doesn't want to
be
with
you? Because I keep investigating.
What are you investigating?
Like just asking her questions and then, like, just trying to find information on my own in other ways.
And she said, so you guys are not together right now?
Well, we were broken up, and then we just got back together 2 days ago, and then now, just last night, I was going crazy, and I tried to get into one of her phone apps, and it sent her a notification, so then she noticed, and then she's like, I don't want to do this anymore, and she hung up on me, and she hasn't spoken to me since.
I don't blame her. You need to stop investigating her, man. You need to investigate you. You are your own problem. She is not your problem. You are your own problem. If you're hurting, you are wrong. And she has nothing to do with your hurt. You need to work on that and overcome. Even if you did find out she was messing around on you and you feel something, that's not her fault. You feel something, that's inside of you. You got to overcome all that. It has nothing to do with her at all. Zero. All victims blame somebody else for the way they feel. No one else is to blame for the way you feel, man. You got to work on you so you can stop blaming her. If you were a free man, no one can make you feel that way. Because what she did was all her. Had nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. If she doesn't want to be with you, let her go her way. Don't judge her. Don't beg and don't investigate. And just work on you and let the truth help you through all the darkness. Feel the pain, but don't call the pain you. It's just ego pain. It's not you.
So basically, just let it go?
Yes. Hello. Okay. It's me. Let it go, David, and work on you. Don't bear her anymore. Don't investigate anymore. You work on you because the pain you have is inside of you. And you've always been that way, and she has nothing to do with it. You were screwed up when you met her, and she was screwed up when you met she met you, and two devils got together, and now they're fighting.
Well, do you think...
I'm sorry?
Do you think she might come back? I mean...
Don't think about that. If she come back, fine. If she doesn't, you work on being present so you can have peace in life instead of living in the darkness of your hell. David, I gotta run, but call me back tomorrow if you want to talk some more.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, call me back. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Mio is a cute dog. We kind of rushed through the why do fat women think being fat is okay. I know why.
Why?
Because whatever you are, it suddenly doesn't seem so bad. Because you're judging when your imagination you don't have that problem.
Yeah.
And then when you do have that problem, it's like, oh, that's not what I thought. Greenwald bought a coffee. Jesse, you've suggested white people become more like Jews instead of complaining about them. But I quote Proverbs 1:15-16, my son, walk not thou in the way of them, sinners. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil. And make haste to shed blood.
Well, I don't know what you mean by I told you to be like them, but I'm saying instead of judging them, if that's what you're doing, learn how they make all that money. Hey, Mr. Jew, how you make that money? Don't be mad. The black people are mad at the whites about the same thing. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony with cool sunglasses stickers. Sticker, thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.
Nick LaBoy, Jesse, you should think about starting a fundraiser if needed to create an app users can monthly subscribe to for your live shows and other programs. Love y'all. God bless.
Thank you for the suggestion. We'll work on it. Amazing.
And we'll have to read your coffees and the top contributors later, guys.
Thank you all very much. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Tony out of California. Tamika, a first time call out of Texas, and the caller just dropped. I'm out of time. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. The hate report is coming now. Check out our sale on JesseLeePeterson.shop. Bye, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.